Once again, Twitter is letting us down by not adding the edit button, but adding a new feature.
Mm.
And I'm sad about it, but it is what it is. So apparently now they're adding a dislike button. So they're rolling out this dislike button, which lets you downvote tweets that you don't like. So a couple people, they're kind of like testing out in like a little beta trial, whatever. And so some people have it already. So you can downvote tweets that you don't like. And I'm like, I don't care about that. Give me the edit button. That's all that I want.
You're going to be disliking so many things because you're just that way.
I am.
Can you see who dislikes?
That would be very interesting to know. Right, I don't know for sure.
Who are my haters? Where are they at? Hiding behind the screen. I better see that you disliked it.
Yeah. Come on, keyboard warriors. Let's fight.
This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Over 1,000 episodes strong. A daily recap of everything you missed.
Every once in a while, we'd like to broaden our minds.
Yep.
We peddle a little thing called Bet You Didn't Know, where we give you fascinating facts, and we hope you'll share some of yours.
Stuff that kind of blew us away.
Yeah.
And maybe you can blow us away with your facts that you figure we didn't know.
Like a random fill in the blank. Bet you didn't know.
I'll start it off.
Okay.
You know, when somebody says, oh my God, I'm sweating like a pig.
Yeah.
That is not true, because pigs don't sweat.
Wow.
Pigs don't have sweat glands. Bet you didn't know that.
I wish I was a pig.
No sweat glands.
Yeah.
How do
yeah.
they function?
Are they like dogs and cats who like who just, breathe out their mouth?
Yeah. I know mud's supposed to keep them cool, though. Right. That's why they go into the mud.
I got it. I'd love to roll around in some mud for an hour or two. I just went to my happy place. 615-737-9107, or you can text us 64895, put WJ in the message, blah, 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 blah.
I've got a weird one coming up about mustaches that will blow your mind.
Okay.
I bet you didn't know this. If you say you know this, you're lying.
Now, Jim, you said you had something about mustaches?
Yeah. Bet you didn't know that every unborn baby grows a mustache in the womb.
What?
Which then spreads to cover its entire body.
So it starts from the mustache and then spreads?
Then the baby sheds most of the hair, eats it, and excretes it in their first bowel movement after they get birthed.
So the first bowel movement you have when you're born is hair?
I'm even more grossed out by babies now.
You were a baby at one point.
Was I?
Yes, Zach.
I don't remember.
You still are.
Yes, in many respects you are. Yeah.
I'm a big baby.
I guess
really?
This little hair called, I don't know if it's pronounced different, lanugo, but yeah, it starts as a mustache, then covers the body, goes away, it eats it, and then poops it out.
So
I assume it's more like peach fuzz.
Yeah.
Like fuzziness.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I was picturing
like a full
Mario and Luigi mustache. Right.
They're going to full mustache and they get covered in hair like an animal.
Yeah, that's right. It's little wolf boy. Look.
Yeah, it's probably more like 5 o'clock shadow-ish.
It's like beach fuzz.
Yeah. All right.
But it looks, you know, it's very hip East Nashville, really, for all those
that's right.
babies.
Babies are more with a man bun.
There's a bet you didn't know.
Yeah.
Anybody else got one?
I have one about the moon.
About the moon?
Oh, my God, Zach, this is about space.
You're
terrified
of
space.
I know, and this freaks me out even more.
This took courage for you to look this up.
The moon has moonquakes. Like, we have earthquakes, they have moonquakes. And I guess it's all based on, like, the tide and, like, the distance between the Earth and the moon.
Wow.
And the moon literally shakes.
I did not know that.
It's weird.
Did you know that when the Apollo astronauts landed on the moon?
If they actually went there?
If they really went there, yeah. That the moon, like, rings like a gong.
Wait.
Like when they touched down to the ground?
Yeah, and it went... No,
just
really.
Nothing you say. Look at
That's why ancient astronaut theorists say the moon is hollow, and it's actually a star base used by aliens.
All right. Rule for the game. It bet you didn't know, nothing can come from ancient aliens.
Or from Woody.
Okay. Woody's not allowed to play anymore.
All right, I will stand by.
He's going timeout.
You got something that'll blow us away? 615-737-9107. No, look the moon stuff up. It's true.
Lies.
Bree is in Nashville. Tell us something.
So children actually do not develop kneecaps until between the ages of 2 and 6 years old.
Kneecaps?
What?
You mean so like a 3-year-old has no kneecaps?
Yes. cartilage, and it doesn't turn into a bone until they're between 2 and 6 years old.
So there's still something there. It's just not the bone.
Okay. So that's why it's much more dangerous if they scrape their knees that aren't knees yet.
Yes.
So what do you call them if they're not knees yet? I feel like we should come up with a new
name. It's like Jell-O. It's got a harden.
Yeah.
I'm freaked out by that.
Zach's freaked out by anything children related.
My
children is just too much for
children
Zach.
Scare him.
We did not know that. So I think we should give her some Dua Lipa tickets.
Yeah, well, you got Dua Lipa tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes, girl.
So
love
did you
the
get,
excitement.
Did you get this information by like randomly scrolling the internet, or like is this something that you know about all the time?
So I'm a preschool teacher, and I actually teach 2.5-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
So you got to know all that stuff.
You're the only one in the room with kneecaps. That makes you special.
Random. Try not to lord it over all the kids in your class.
That's right. They can't play head and shoulders, knees and toes. They have to leave that part out.
God.
Oh, poor children. Head and shoulders and toes.
Soft cartilage and toes.
Bree, you hold on. We'll get you some tickets, all right?
That's...
Bet you didn't know that the inventor of Pringles, the potato chips that looked like tennis balls, was buried in a Pringles can.
Love that.
He was cremated
commitment.
And put into a Pringles can.
Again, I trust nothing you say, Woody. Is that real?
It is real.
I appreciate him now even more.
It's harder to dig the place for that to go, but you take up less like space side to side. So you could fit more people in a cemetery if they were all buried in Pringles cans.
Yeah.
I also did this little research for Bet You Didn't Know, and I bet you didn't know that the very first person to ever get a speeding ticket was going 8 miles per hour. I guess they were driving.
See, now I don't believe you.
It's literally on this website.
What were there? Was there like a posted speed limit of 5 miles an hour?
The posted speed limit was 2 miles per hour, and they were going 8.
Oh, I walk 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's a speed limit.
I bet you didn't know there was a town when cars first came out where there was only 2 cars in that town, and they got into an accident.
I actually have heard that. Yeah.
That kind of makes sense, though. It was bound to happen at some point.
Right. So, Ricky, have you given us a bet you didn't know?
I have not, and now I don't know where they are.
Oh, did you?
I know we do this every once in a while, so we always like clip stuff and set it aside, but then we
can't find it. Well, I X'd out of them because I thought that we were done.
I know. I understand. I found the babies have mustaches thing, and I screenshotted it, and it was like 1,000 dog pictures back in my camera roll.
Right.
So it happens.
Well, I bet you didn't know that it's illegal to own only one guinea pig in Switzerland.
You have to own more than one?
Yep, because they get lonely.
Oh, that's sweet.
Public care. Mm-hmm.
That is true. Yeah.
My kid's sad.
My kids got guinea pigs one Christmas, and like sadly one of them Patches passed away.
Oh.
And his little, you know, buddy died like of a broken heart. Like
And the Swiss don't want them to miss the other one.
Yeah.
It's a Swiss miss problem.
I have one that
I didn't
really
know
just...
that, but also now I'm sad.
I'm so sorry, but I have one that literally just blew my mind that I'm like checking how I breathe now.
Your mind is not hard to blow.
Interesting phrasing.
There's probably a better way to say it.
Sounds wrong to me. Not gonna lie.
No, please go ahead.
So apparently your nostrils only work one at a time. So when we breathe in and out of your nose during the day, one nostril does most of the work at the time, with the duty switching every several hours between your nostrils.
Well, they like high-five each other and then hand it off.
You're in.
Really?
Apparently it's called like the nasal cycle, and it's like to regulate the heart rate, digestion, and other bodily functions. So now I'm like holding my finger underneath my nose, and every time I breathe, trying to figure out which nostril is breathing out.
Well, that's
weird.
You got your whole weekend planned now.
Okay, why are you sniffing your own finger?
I'm breathing, Jim. Because the nasal cycle, I'm trying to figure out which nostril is working
right now. Is the finger clean?
Enough.
Yeah. You're checking your nostrils. It just looks like you're smelling your finger.
It just came in a new game.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. If you're like us and get hardly any sleep whatsoever, you might have dark circles under your eyes. Well, don't worry, because you're in fashion now.
Good for us.
A TikToker and a makeup artist did that, and a lot of people are going like, that looks really good. So, yeah, get no sleep. Be stressed out. You're going to look great.
I'm concerned that that's considered good.
I think probably because it's so normal now.
Yeah,
it's
everybody like looks that way anyway. Why don't we make it fashionable?
I like the idea of it being, like, normal in a sense, but also it's because we're so exhausted. Mm-hmm. That's not a fun thing.
The reason it's not we're good. Going to it is bad.
Yes. Yeah. Being terribly sad is very, very fun.
A lot of people would save a lot of money trying to get rid of those things if they were fashionable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zach, what you got?
So, this, it's not that I'm mad. I'm just disappointed in this story because last night was opening night for the Preds and Seattle Kraken was here for the very first game because they're a brand new team.
Right.
And there was a fight in the stands at Bridgestone Arena between a Preds fan and a Seattle Kraken fan. And it's like an intense fight, like fist and everything.
We were just talking off the air. We don't remember there ever being a huge actual fist fight. During a Preds game.
Yeah. Right. It's usually, like, if somebody's in other, you know, teams' uniforms, you kid around with them, you josh each other back and forth.
Right.
But it's a good time. But I'm just going to say that this out-of-towner was probably belligerently drunk from Broadway.
Yeah, blame it on someone else. Please.
It's easy to do that because we're usually right.
Yeah. So if you go to a Preds game, learn how to act because that is not what we do at Preds games.
That is
Thank
not,
you.
No.
Thank you for coming
I'm
to my TED
he
Talk.
He probably deserved it.
Yeah.
And he probably thought he was on an airplane because that's what people do on airplanes now.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make us duct tape to your seat.
If you want to see the video of it, I'm putting a blog together now so you can follow us on Twitter. It's at 107.5 The River. But Ricky, what you got?
Nokia is bringing back their 6310, also known as the brick phone from the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So they're bringing it back for their 20th anniversary. It's going to look slightly different. So the screen is a little bit bigger. The buttons are a little bit bigger. And you can actually see the icons on the screen now, which is pretty nice. Best part. Snake will be on the phone.
Nice.
Yes!
A classic. Brings you right back to being
in
high school.
The hours of productivity I lost by playing the game instead.
That's
you get
cool.
so into it because you get them to be so long and you're like, I can't lose now.
You can't put it down.
Right?
Nashville's number one hit music station, 107.5 The River. We expect some big storms today. Some could be severe, so brace yourself for that. Going to be about 80 for the high. And then it officially becomes pretty much fall tomorrow. Going to be only in the middle 60s for the weekend, but it's going to be clear. It's going to be nice. It'll be
we
a nice,
deserve this.
Crisp fall morning to take your dog to Centennial Park tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's dog day.
Woo!
And it benefits the Nashville Humane Association, good friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
We're their best customers because we have
pretty much,
many of their dogs.
A lot of times Kenny from the Humane Association will bring in a dog for a video and we'll go, oh, this dog's not leaving.
This one's for me.
This
Thank
one's staying
you.
In the building right here.
Yeah. Exactly. While you get a chance, check out Clyde, our latest pet of the week. Just look at the Woody and Jim Show Instagram.
Yeah. He'll do anything for bacon strips.
Same.
I know. I think we all kind of fall into that category.
Can relate. So, yeah, we'll be out there tomorrow. It happens all day, starting, I think, at 9 or 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Goes throughout the afternoon. So it'll be a beautiful day to bring out your dog.
Yeah, go out there and frolic with dogs and see other dog owners.
They have costume contests.
They do.
Halloween costumes. All of these really cute things.
Because you know how dogs love to dress up.
Yeah. Hey,
it's what we call the rent.
Exactly.
If you want me to feed you and to give you a house.
That's right.
Yes. I'm going to get to put a silly costume on you once.
A while. Zach's got your celebrity stuff.
So first of all, yesterday on Instagram, Britney Spears posted this video, and it was like a video of her like showing a bunch of different looks, and one of the looks was like kind of looked like the girl from the Justin Timberlake music video of Cry Me a River.
Which was about her.
Interesting. And then the caption of the video was, thoughts while making this video, .. something looks familiar. The hat. Wait, I look like that girl in the Justin Timberlake video with that hat and Cry Me a River. Oh, bleep, that's me. I'm Britney Spears. And I was like,
wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to feel about it. There's so many emotions, and I'm like, she's trolling him, but also, oh, bleep, that's me. I'm Britney Spears. I'm like very confused as well.
Is she just realizing?
That she is Britney Spears?
I'm like, what's going on?
Wait a minute. I just realized I'm Britney Spears.
Was she not ever allowed like to see that video because of the conservatorship?
Or maybe
yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Is there a possibility that she didn't know that song was about her?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I literally read all of these articles that Britney was only allowed to read and watch religious material whenever she was under the conservatorship. Like, anytime she wanted to read a book, her dad or part of the management would take it away and give her like a Bible and like different things to read about religion. So I wouldn't honestly be surprised if she's literally just now figuring this out.
Yeah. Wow.
So which is like really terrifying.
You know, she's having to start her life over.
Yeah.
Wow. Quite literally, yeah.
Like she was on an island or something and now she's come back to civilization.
She basically was. Jeez. Also, Dwayne The Rock Johnson did something very sweet. So he teamed up
with... Tell me more. One more reason to love him.
I know.
Was it about Vin Diesel?
No.
I love that drama.
So he teamed up with Under Armour, actually, to provide his new Project Rock performance gear to football teams, to two of his former alma maters. So the McKinley High School in Honolulu, Hawaii, and the Freedom High School in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He teamed up with Under Armour to get them all new gear for the entire season.
Wow.
And he even posted this like kind of... pep talk on YouTube to them about before their first game. And I guess that like Freedom High School, it was for their homecoming game and they were playing the number one in the division that they've never beat. And because of the pep talk, they won 42-7.
Yes!
They stomped them.
That's why The Rock needs to be president.
He really does.
He's
amazing.
Can you imagine he comes out every day and gives the whole country a pep talk?
We need it.
We would be living our best life.
Does anybody have access to this pep talk?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I'll post it.
Let's go find it. Okay, before we do gender wars at the bottom of the hour, like 7:20, why don't we do Dwayne The Rock Johnson's pep talk for our contestants.
That's what we all need to hear,
and for everybody.
Yeah, a little pep talk for this day.
Get through Friday.
We're all dog people. We love our dogs. It's always kind of a shame when they get a little older.
That's not allowed.
It is really a shame that dogs don't live longer than they do.
I know. I had this sad realization. My wife and I have been realizing that, like, just recently... Wally, my dog that we adopted at Nashville Humane.
He's adorable.
Yeah, he's just like the best dog we've
ever had. He's the goodest boy.
I'm sorry to all of our other dogs that have passed over the Rainbow Bridge, but Wally wins. He's just the greatest. And, you know, usually it didn't even take, you know, he's always slept on the bed, found the most comfortable spot in the house. And
your pillow.
My head sometimes.
They always say dogs don't go on the furniture except for that first day when they do it and then it's forever.
Yeah, exactly. And even when he had, you know, wasn't sure, we just like tapped the bed a little bit, boom, he'd be up there and he'd be just, you know, living his best life. And he's been like looking at us and hesitating. And we realized he's getting too old to jump that high.
He can't jump onto the bed.
And
that really, I mean, it sucks. I mean, we pick him up in a second and bring him up.
Yeah.
But now we're going to have to think like, okay, we need like maybe like a little step stool to kind of like bridge the distance between, you know.
That'll be cute. Some little puppy stairs.
Yeah. Because
go big, go for the dog elevator.
To your bed,
dog elevator.
3 feet up.
I bet you
Wally.
Somebody makes it. I'm sure you have one, Zach.
I know.
Along with your mini Roombas.
It's got a robot elevator attendant. I know. I would do it because people would do anything for dogs. I'm sure it exists. But yeah, I know. It just makes me say, oh my God, time has flown. Because when we got him, he was like 3 or 4 years old. That was their best guess at the Humane Association, which they rescued him from another kill shelter.
Okay.
And so then he became ours. So I'm guessing he's 10 or 11 around now. And he's a Cocker Spaniel and he's a great dog. And, you know, I think he's got a lot of time left in him. But it's just one of those milestones where, like, well, he can't get up to the comfortable bed without help. Oh, I don't like that. Although once in a while. Just in the past couple of days, this has come, you know, we've realized he needs help getting up onto the bed. But there was two times, and one of the times was he had just had a bath and had the after bath freak out.
Oh, yeah, where they have the zoomies.
He's very excited because he's all fresh to death.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have to rush around the house to get my regular smells back.
Yeah, and that was one of the times we had no problem whoosh up and down to the bed. So, you know, I mean, like, he's still got it. but he just doesn't want to do it all the time because it's probably just a little too tough. So
we actually got a ramp for the dogs.
Oh, you have a ramp on your bed?
I've heard about those.
Yeah, it's like it's just like kind of like it would be like if you're using a ramp to get into a building if you're, you know, a handicapped.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's for the little dogs. We hope they'll run up there and just jump on the bed, but they just look at it going like, what do I
what
do
am
this?
I supposed to do with that?
And Kevin, who's a much bigger dog, just takes one step on it and jumps in the air. So like so yeah, I got a ramp.
Yeah, I just think like a ramp would take up too much space.
It was, yeah, it does.
If we could find something that's like half of the distance between, he could like still feel that feeling of dog accomplishment.
Right.
Of like hop, hop, and then he's on.
Yeah.
So
the hop, hop.
Yeah.
Hop, hop.
The hop, hop.
The hop, hop.
Yeah. Yes.
Every dog wants to feel that joy.
He was found on the streets. Yeah. I'm not going to question his past. I don't know his past.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Here's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River. A police officer in Michigan named Kevin Coates, he helped out an elderly guy because you always hear about, you know, cops that are doing bad things. They make the news. But this guy went above and beyond. There was a guy named David who was speeding. So he pulled him over, you know, and wanted to know what was going on, you know, license, registration, all that stuff. And David was visibly very upset. He was crying. He mentioned that his adult son had special needs. His wife was in bad health, and he was going around trying to find a place that could help him put his TV together.
Aww.
He got a big TV for his family, and he couldn't hook it up. And so, you know, of course, the officer let him off with a warning, and then followed him to his house and went inside and hooked up his TV.
Shut up! That's so cool.
Of course, I got this.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
That's great. Dude. That's just like looking at what's going on instead of just looking to fill your book of tickets.
Yeah. But, you know, doing something special out of the ordinary for somebody. So that's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River. We're about to play Gender Wars as we have our contestant standing by. We have Katie and Jeff. Hey, guys.
Hey.
All right. Before we play the game, we thought you and everyone else should probably hear some inspiring words from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. This is part of the speech he gave a pep talk to his high school football team, and they won an amazing game. Let's all be inspired.
Okay. One, I wanted to tell you how proud I am of you guys. Here's why I'm proud. I'm proud of the hard work you put in, because that's what it all comes down to. Whether you win or lose, succeed or fail, it all comes down to the effort that you put in and the hard work that you commit yourselves to. So I'm proud of you, the consistent hard work that you guys have been putting in. You know, I have a few mottos, one of which is blood, sweat, and respect. And the first two you got to give. You got to give the blood, you got to give the sweat, because it's the third one, the last one. And oftentimes the most important one is respect. You got to earn that one. I want you guys to think about that, how you want to be remembered, because it's your performance, it's your commitment, that lives on forever. Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also said something very nice where he was like, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Oh. Facts.
Yeah.
That should be everyone's alarm in the morning.
Yeah.
Is The Rock speaking just words of wisdom?
All right. Hopefully your cars that you're calling from are not filled with blood, sweat, and tears right now.
Respect.
Yes. All right. We have Katie on the line ready to play. She's from Franklin. Hello, Katie.
Hey.
And for the guys, we have Jeff. He's in Bellevue. Hey, Jeff.
How's it going?
All right. Let's warm up here.
All right. Starting with Katie, if you could have one article of clothing or shoes from a famous person, who would it be?
I would say Joe Jonas's shirt.
Nice.
After he's worn it, right?
I bet it smells so good.
Yeah.
And you'd have to take it off for him, yeah.
All right. Jeff, what about you? An article of clothing or shoes from a famous person, who would you want it from?
Probably like a jumpsuit from Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That'd be very valuable.
It depends on what part of his career, whether it be small or big.
Dang, with the shade, would I?
No, it's just facts.
All right, you each get a screw you can use during the contest. If you don't know the answer and you yell screw before the buzzer goes off, we'll give your question to your opponent.
Here we go, Katie. Multiple choice. Is Jaime Lannister a character from Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, or Star Wars?
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barely made it before the buzzer. Good job.
1-0.
All right, Jeff. You may see billboards for the White Room in Lebanon. Do they sell home furnishings, wedding dresses, or lingerie?
Wedding dresses?
Yes. Well
good
done.
Job. You tied it up.
Okay. Katie? What do some Nashville Predators fans try to sneak into the arena to throw on the ice?
A catfish.
Catfish. All right, you got it.
That's right.
Katie was excited about that answer. Yeah. Love it. Okay, Jeff, which of the three Kardashian sisters is the youngest?
That would be Khloe.
Khloe.
Good job.
Khloe. Nice job.
Wow, we have a perfect game going so far. You guys have both been 2-for-2. The third round of questions coming your way.
All right, Katie, the government's not secret, secret military base, Area 51, is located in what state?
Oh, screw.
Oh, just because. Okay.
Jeff, what state is home to Area 51?
Nevada.
Nevada.
Oh, right. Worked against you, Jeff. Got it. Congratulations, Jeff. You have got yourself 4 tickets to Nashville Nightmare.
Woo! Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River. Would you like some Dua Lipa tickets? If you said yes, you can call us right now, 615-737-9107.
Only if you said it like that.
Yes! Hey, you know, it is New Music Friday on 107.5 The River. We're featuring the new Adele song coming up at 8 o'clock again. And new music, Jonathan Schufer, who is our program director, he came in yesterday very excited. He said, I got my first payola. He got a CD in the mail wrapped with a $5 bill.
Wow.
He said, oh, my God, this has to go on right away.
Payola is a thing where, yes, if somebody gives you money and you put it on the air, that's bad.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah.
But we're going to highlight that he did something terrible and took the money, and we're going to play it. But,
yeah, that's right.
I think we're separating ourselves because he got the money.
Yes.
But we're going to play the song that was dropped off here by the mystery guy. As far as we haven't seen him.
No.
But we do know
he's
his
an enigma.
Name.
But his name is Cowboy Van Gogh.
It is.
And the song is called Plastic Icicles. It's kind of a Christmas song, I think.
Oh, and there's a twist coming.
Plastic icicles on my front lawn. I've been here since 4:15. My family's gone. They left me behind. I hope they have a good time. Christmas comes, Christmas goes. I don't care if it turns to snow.
I wish you could see Ricky's face right now.
I'm listening intently.
I know.
Just concentrating.
Plastic icicles on my front door. I'm facing.
This is how Luke Bryan sounds without auto tunes.
So bad.
I hope you got some more plastic icicles on my front lawn.
Okay.
I've been here since 4:15. My family's gone, they left me behind. I hope they have a good time.
See, I like it. They
I think I know him. Why your family left you behind.
No, that's sad.
Woody.
It's like a sad Christmas song.
No, but he wants them to have a good time. Yeah. He's wishing them well.
I just want to know, how did the plastic icicles move from his front lawn to his front yard to his front door? Like, in the different lyrics, it went from plastic icicles on the front lawn.
Because there are icicles everywhere. It's winter.
He's a very layered performer.
We're going to have to go to Cowboy Van Gogh behind the music to find out some of these answers.
I love his name.
My favorite part is that, it was handwritten, the name of the song, on the CD.
Right.
And it was misspelled.
Yeah.
It's misspelled plastic icicles.
Icicles.
It is that. I actually want you guys to give us a complete, honest review of what you thought of the song. So text us, 64895, put WJ in the beginning of the message, standard data message rates, blah, 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 apply. But I want to know, like, scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate it? Like, this is America's Got Talent.
I'm going to be honest, we played worse songs than that.
I would 100% agree.
Nobody could argue. No lies detected.
I kind of like Cowboy Van Gogh.
I would... I would like to have somebody with some studio experience to kind of like remix it and turn it into a bop.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, get DJ skills on it.
Yeah.
He's good. He's no Joe Exotic, but he's pretty good.
All right. Cowboy Van Gogh. Mm-hmm. I might even take a crack at it this weekend. Get behind the laptop. Spin the wheels.
So you want to make it worse.
We need the dance remix.
No. That's what we need. I want to make it awful.
You want to make it
dance
bad.
Remix of Plastic Icicles.
Do the dubstep version. It'll be great.
I want to turn it into bro country.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the river.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Zach?
Once again, Twitter is letting us down by not adding the edit button, but adding a new feature.
Mm.
And I'm sad about it, but it is what it is. So apparently now they're adding a dislike button. So they're rolling out this dislike button, which lets you downvote tweets that you don't like. So a couple people, they're kind of like testing out in like a little beta trial, whatever. And so some people have it already. So you can downvote tweets that you don't like. And I'm like, I don't care about that. Give me the edit button. That's all that I want.
You're going to be disliking so many things because you're just that way.
I am.
Can you see who dislikes?
That would be very interesting to know. Right, I don't know for sure.
Who are my haters? Where are they at? Hiding behind the screen. I better see that you disliked it.
Yeah. Come on, keyboard warriors. Let's fight.
Zach would end up going to their house. Why do you dislike this?
I am that person.
And I know how much your house is worth and how many bathrooms you have. Because he's a stalker, too.
It's fine. Ricky, what you got?
So, some dates that you should keep in mind if you want to be vaccinated by the holidays. If you're going to get the Moderna, you need to get vaccinated by October 14th, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
If you plan on getting Pfizer, October 24th.
Okay.
Johnson & Johnson, November 14th. That's for Thanksgiving. That's the holiday coming up that everybody's a little worried about because we're all going to get together with our family and friends, and that's going to be all inside. So make sure you get vaccinated. You have time to get either Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer.
Perfect.
So you're fully vaccinated by the time you sit down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Earlier this week, William Shatner of Star Trek fame went to space for about 10 seconds in the Blue Origin rocket and floated in weightlessness and then came back down and said it was awesome. But his co-star in the Star Trek series, George Takei.
Yeah, I knew he was the one.
Has always hated William Shatner because he says that Shatner treated him badly on the set and used to have the writers change, the parts of the show that were involving George Takei to make him look worse. So George held nothing back. When William Shatner went back to space, for real this time, he said, "The man is a guinea pig, 90 years old, and although he's not the fittest specimen of 90 years old, he's also a specimen that's unfit." He said that he's boldly going where other people have gone before.
I know, it's like, as a Star Trek fan for a long time, a lot of them made fun of him because he had such a huge ego and he overacts like crazy.
Yes.
Preds had their first game last night. Sadly, came in second, but it's a long season. We're going to do okay.
Still figuring things out.
Yeah.
They're kind of a new team.
Yeah.
I mean, the Preds are more of a new team than the Seattle Kraken, which is a brand new team.
A lot of new faces, but the Kraken are kind of stacked because that's how they do things now.
I did see that it was the first full attendance game in Bridgestone Arena in a year and
awesome.
A half.
Yeah.
That's a win.
It had to feel really good for them.
It's a good thing for everybody.
Yeah.
People get into there and do their normal thing. And,
I know.
Yeah, have a good time.
It almost feels nostalgic now to do that kind of stuff.
It really does.
And other sports news, you had your last kickball game of the year last night.
Well, we did have our last kickball game of the year last night, but we did end up forfeiting the game.
Not enough people showed up.
No, we forfeited even before that.
Yeah.
I think everybody was over it.
Pretty much everybody just called and went, never mind.
We found out around Tuesday night that we were forfeiting, but I think it's just, like I said, everybody was over it by this point. Mm-hmm. We found out that we were in the competitive league when we were supposed to be in the social league.
Right.
We've been beaten down all season.
We've lost every single game, like 21-3, so.
I think everyone was just done over it.
We're really bad sore losers. We're like, you know what? We're not even going.
I get it. you know, you just, it was over.
There was no point in going. We were going to lose like 20-0.
Yeah.
It would have been a waste of our time.
Well, you just go to drink, so you might as well just go drink.
Right.
Precisely.
We could have drank
somewhere way more fun than a random
field.
Baseball field.
Exactly. You can win yourself a PS5. It is our grand prize in our own version of the Squid Game. It's Squid Gamer. No guns, but there will be humiliation.
Red light, green light, yeah. Just like the game, with a big creepy thing turning around and telling you when to go.
Oh, we got a big creepy thing.
Sure. Thanks for listening to and recommending the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Listen to Woody and Jim in real time every weekday morning on 107.5 The River, Nashville, or live on the iHeartRadio app.